on Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Welcome back to the Friday edition of the Victorian Form Preview, and as we do on the summer Fridays, it's a double header racing at picturesque Mornington today, and then tonight at the Valley. A good four deck. The rail's out 7 metres at Mornington today, and Harry White will be finding us all the winners. Good morning, H. How are you?
Good, Michael. How are you?
Very well indeed. How do you see today's Mornington meeting? It can be a tricky circuit for punters, and with the rail out 7 today, what are your thoughts?
Thinking that, obviously, yeah, Mornington can be a bit leaderish. It's quite an interesting card. I think I've only tipped one or two under $4 or $5. It's pretty open and competitive, so hopefully plenty of value.
All right, well, let's get stuck into it. The first is the Vale Jim Marconi Plate. Jim was such a stalwart of the Mornington area, so nice to have a race named in honour of him, the first here today. And interesting race. We heard a little earlier that there's a couple of nice horses that... having their first attempt today. Blink Twice is the favourite at 440. Tony's Kick from the Galagoda Stables, 480. Jenny Esprit at 480 is another first starter. So David Brightoak said that he thinks there's a few nice horses that are going around in this first race.
Yeah, it could potentially be a strong form reference race moving forward. Those debutants, pretty much all of them have shown something at the jump outs. I'm going with one from the Tried Brigade, number two, Tony's Kick. He's looked really good in a couple of jump outs lately. Had two starts, was slowly away on debut, but closed off well before an underwhelming second up run. But he was jumping up 2 furlongs in trip and racing on heavy 8 going, so maybe had a few excuses. Back in good order, jump out suggests he'll be forward in the run. He should get his chance. Manasa looked quite good in a jump out, as did the O'Brien runner Blink Twice. So did the Matt Laurie debutante. They're probably, it's hard to say who the pick of the debutantes are. I've got 6 and 3 in my numbers. And then Yasmina has been well supported in 2 runs this prep and has been in the minor money both times. 2, 6, 3, and 8 in a tricky race.
2, 6, 3, and 8 in the first today. Race number 2 over the 1,200 metres. We can take out 7, 8, 14, 16, 17, 18. Glorious Express is the favourite. Paddy Carey trains at 460. Spirit of the Valley, 480. Orchestrate at $5. So this is a pretty open race here, Harry.
Yeah, I'm siding with number 12, Starring Role. She's an ex-New Zealand horse resuming here and boasts some handy enough form over the ditch to prove competitive. Ran second over the trip first up last prep behind a horse who subsequently won a further 2 races. And a horse we know here who's come across called Perennial only beat her by a length overseas. So 12 to beat 2, Glorious Express. He was sound at track and trip first up. Gets in 4.5 kilos lighter by chucking a 3 kilo claimer on. Nice draw as well. Number 9, Orchestrate, has been jumping out well. Showed more than enough in her first prep to prove competitive. Does have a little bit of a wide draw to overcome. And then number 11, Spirit of the Valley, resumes and looks next best. 12-2-9-11.
12-2-9-11 in the second at Mornington. Race number 3, we can take out 3-10-12-13-14-15. Offshore Bandit's the favourite here. Jan Express is second pick, $3 and $5. And Storming the Seas is at $5.50. And these are another group of first starters that have good wraps on them.
Yeah, it doesn't get any easier in this race. A lot of the debutants have impressed. I'm happy to be with one of them, number 8, Jan Express. Locally trained Sham Express filly from the Laurie stable. She's ideally drawn to get every chance on debut. Another debutante, number 2, Offshore Bandit, was the other one, and the market likes him. All jump outs have been really, really good. I just noticed the hoof filler in gear, which can be slightly off-putting. Number 1, Hunker Hunker Harry resumes, has jumped out well, has notched up 6 seconds from 8 starts all over this trip. Laura Lafferty's claim keeps his weight relative to the field. And then another tried one, Charming Adeline, was good in her first prep, and the form through both runs stacks up fairly well. 8-2-1-6.
8-2-1-6. Race number 4, a 3-year-old maiden over 1,500. No scratching. Sense of Doubt is the favourite at $2.50. Crafty Bob is the second pick at $3.70. Alterno, $5.50. $6.50 for War List. So pretty firm in the market, this favourite, Sense of Doubt.
Yeah, I think that the top 2 in the market are the ones to be playing around. I'm just more inclined to side with number 7, Crafty Bob. Got a pass mark first up on debut when racing on a heavy 8 track at Geelong. He got chopped out at the top of the straight for a run and lost momentum, but finished 3rd noting that the winner looks smart and second place getter ran a narrow second to subsequent winner Barcelona Rock Prior. So there's a bit of form that we can tie in and reference. Up in trip, back on firmer footing. It's a pretty weak maiden, realistically, and he's got upside. Sense of doubt, obviously the danger. Let it track and trip and stuck on for second last start. Brown to have admirers based on that effort, but prior form doesn't read all that well. Alterno ran well first up and strips fitter. The race sort of falls away from there for mine. Number one, Acropolis Hill resumes, maybe best of the rest. 7-5-2-1.
7-5-2-1. Race 5, first leg of the quaddy over 1,500. Dance Ready is the favourite at $2.70. Delightful Hustler is at $3.20. They head the market. There are a couple of scratchings we can take out. 3, 14, 15 and 16. How many in this first leg of the quaddy, Harry?
I'm putting 4 in. I'm actually made Delightful Hustler the best of the day. She's been super this prep. Won well 2 back over 7 furlongs at Pakenham. Then was really solid at the Valley last start. She has the ability to sustain a long, strong run, which I quite like. Drawn perfectly, nicely weighted in this field with Alexandra Bryan claiming 2. She's on top for me. To beat Dance Ready was poor last start, but his first up run prior was good. He does map for the run of the race, but I think you might need to take him on a bit of trust. Number one, Legenda has to lump 62.5 due to the drop in grade, but he's done enough to be in the mix in this sort of field. Drawn wide, but maps to go forward, has to go in the quaddy. And number 11, Annie's Missile. Career best runs have been here at her home track. The extra distance looks to suit another one that goes in the quaddy as well. 6-2-1-11.
6-2-1-11 in the first leg of the quaddy. Race number 6, benchmark 58 over 2,450 metres. Take out 11, 12, 13. Think He My is at $4. Paddy Carey. Foritira is at $5. White Heath is at $6.50, and then we're out to Sir Dana as well. So the staying contest, Pat Carey, we know he can train a stayer. He's got the favourite. Who do you like?
It's a difficult race. I've had a bet on the top weight. Number one, White Heath negates the top weight with Laura Lafferty claiming 2 kilos. I just liked how he got to the line last start in a stronger grade of race over 1,900 metres. That was only 5 days back. So on the quick backup, it gave me the indication that he's looking for further, and he gets that here. So one on top of number 7, Fiatura, is another one who's looking for this trip. He's been racing consistently without winning. That's also the problem. He's a serial place getter, but realistically there isn't a better race for him to knock another one over. Sterling Achiever was a good high weight winner last start. He's back on home deck here. And then the favourite, Think He May, ran second over the trip in a weaker race last start. The market likes the horse, goes in the quaddy and is next best. 1-7-2-3.
1-7-2-3. Race number 7 today is a benchmark 58 over 1,200. We can take out 4, 14, 15, 16 and 17. Hillcrest Moses is the favourite. Matty Laurie trains at $3.90. Then we're down to Terreras at $5, Preliminaries at $6, and El Varrick at $7. So this looks a reasonably open race here as well, Harry.
Yeah, the trend continues. My top four will all go in the quarter. You could play wider should you be inclined to lower your percentage. Bit of value again, number 10, Leguro. The wide draw has improved somewhat post-scratchings. It's best to be forgiving of last start when she knuckled upon jumping. Her run prior at track and trip was quite good. She beat all bar Pride of Jenny, who subsequently placed in the desirable stakes at Flemington next start. The key, really, with her is luck in running. She gets that. I think she goes close, and we get a nice enough price about her. To beat number 3, Hillcrest Moses, was a good maiden winner 2 back after a luckless first-up run prior. He got a pass mark in his latest run. Preliminaries will appreciate jumping up to 1,200 metres after 2 good runs over 1,000 this prep. Bit of a tricky gate, but he should go forward. And then Terreras got backed in and won first up. Maybe she could measure up here. The market seems to think so. 10-3-5-11.
10-3-5-11. And the last of 8, the Musk Creek Farm is due to jump at 5:20. It's a benchmark 58 over 1,000 metres. Take out 7, 11 and 12. Quesadilla is the favourite into even money now. Moscon, $3.90. Nan Curvis at $7 with Z Horda. So, got a shorty to finish the day. Is it a trim up in the quaddy?
No, because the favourite didn't miss a top two finish in its first preparation, but got rolled about three times as odds on before it actually won. Not really knocking it in the quaddy and my second selection. But I'm going with number four, Zihorda. I am slightly concerned about the short trip, but the horse has been jumping out very nicely. Was a first up winner last prep, albeit over 1,200 metres. Prior form reads well. There looks to be a heap of them that want to be engaged in the speed. So maybe it sets up for him to just sit back or park behind them and finish over the top. The favourite, Quesadilla, obviously the danger. Reasons outlined is why I don't have it on top, but I wouldn't really knock it. It's just a bit of a punter's pest. Moscon looks the standout for third in the quaddie, and I couldn't leave Nankervis out of the quaddie, the top weight either, who goes in as next best. 4, 5, 9, and 1.
4, 5, 9, and 1 in the last. Where do we go for the play of the day and the best at Mornington?
Best, race 5, number 6, Delightful Hustler. We're getting a nice enough price because the punters are backing in Dance Ready. The value, there's a fair bit of it around, but best value, race 2, number 12, Starring Role, the former New Zealand galloper. Quaddy, first leg 1, 2, 6, 11, second leg 1, 2, 3, 7, third leg 3, 5, 10, 11, and the last leg 1, 4, 5, and 9. Play of the day, I'll have a running double to end the card. So race 7, numbers 3 and 10 into race 8, numbers 4 and 5.
Good on you, Harry. Best of luck over the weekend.
Thanks, Michael.
On RSN 927's Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Welcome back to the Victorian Form Preview. Racing at Moonee Valley tonight. Currently a good four and looking forward to a brilliant night meeting at the Valley, and Ray Huxley, as he does on a Friday, is here to find us all the winners. How are you, Hucker?
I'm very well, thanks, Mark. Yeah, it's a good little meeting. A couple of little tricky races, but I think we can find a few winners.
All right, let's get stuck into it. The rail is at 3 metres for tonight's meeting. The first race kicks off at 8:30, and the favourite is Martini Special. And good to see for the first time crowds back at the Valley this evening as well. So good luck to the punters who get trackside tonight. Martini Special, $4. Diamonds at $4.40. Thunder Peak, $5. And Zoo Dancers at $5 as well. So, gee, it's an open start to the night.
we've got 8 starters and we've got 5 last start winners. I think it's a good race to watch and see if there is any early pattern here. The rail going out 3 metres today. It was in the True, the last meeting here. I've gone with the one drawn barrier one, Martini Special. It was good winning at Maui on debut when it sat behind the lead early and then took over on the home turn and raced away and won very well. And then Moonee Valley last started, drew barrier one. It booted through on the inside to lead and was run down late by Passionate Lass. From barrier one with the 3 kilo claim, she's going to probably be rolling along in front again and probably hard to run down, but gee, it is a very, very open race. Diamonds won well at the second start back from a spell. It did run third at Morphettville Park, so its previous run behind All Banter, which is pretty good form, and then came out and won the Pakenham Maiden, so I'll put it in for a second. Then we go down to Thunder Peak. It was very impressive winning first up at Wangaratta. I don't think it beat an overly strong field, but she had handled them very easily. And the same about Zoo Star, who won at Dunkeld last start. You'd say, well, it was only Dunkeld, but she had won in good style. This is a good race, a very interesting race. I go 1, 3, 6, and 8.
1, 3, 6, and 8. Race number 2 is over the 1,200 metres. We can take out 3, 9, 10, 12, 13. Aristio Missile first up is at $4. Diamonds and Stones, $4.40. Sayumi's also $4.40. And then we're down to $5.50, the remainder. So again, there's about 5 or 6 given a really good chance in this race.
Yeah, it looks an open race, but gee, I am keen on one. I like number 11, Sayumi. This 4-year-old mare, she's only had 4 starts in her life, and she's run 2 seconds and a third. You would have a look at some of her performances, and you think to yourself, well, I don't know why this is still a maiden. I know it's only had 4 runs, but it's got a heap of ability. And I think it hasn't raced since April, but I think it's had 2 recent jump-outs. It's gone okay in the jump-outs without being asked to do too much. I think the fact that Matt Laurie is aimed at first up at a Moonee Valley maiden worth $50,000 is an indication that she's going pretty well. He hasn't gone through the easy kill at the provincials. He's gone to Moonee Valley first up, and I think that's a good sign. I think she's the best horse in the race, and I think with the only nine runners now, she can get back a little bit to probably about midfield, but she can produce a big sprint at the end. I think she'll be winning. I've made her the best of the night, actually. The beat number one, Astro Missile, also resuming from a spell. Two good runs before she went out. And next best, number 6 and 2. But very keen on the 11. 11, 1, 6, 2.
All right, Sammy, the best of the night at 4.40. Troy Corson's has Alfoil in this race. This is what he had to say a little earlier.
Look, it was rated really well, that race. We actually won it as well. But he's really come on from that. He's a nice horse in the making. And I think he's drawn nicely out there in 6. And he can run a really good race tonight.
All right, around about 8.50, so a bit of value there. But the best from Haka Sayumi, race 2, number 11, 4.40. Race number 3, there's a few scratchings, take out 1 and 7. Leaves Night Passage, a 2.60 favourite. Evie Girl, 3.20. La Pietra is at $3.80 and High Delta at $6. So small field, 4 dominate the market. Haka?
Yeah, I like Evie Girl here, who, one thing about this mare, well, you do know she will run out the strong 1600 because that's what she did here at Moonee Valley last start. It was only a maiden, but gee, I like the way that she picked up coming round the home turn and raced away and won. But only by 3/4 of a length, but I think she's a mare will keep on improving. I think she looks very, very well placed here. I put in for second number 3, La Pietra, who won at Sandown, won a maiden there last start. It was always well placed and went to the line very well. The favourite got a chance, Night Passage. I'm just a little bit concerned about her at the 1600. First up, she ran third at Moonee Valley when she was a big drifter in the market. She ran on well, but that was over 1200 metres. I noticed looking at her record, she's had 4 goes at 1600 metres. She did run second, but that was in a Swan Hill maiden. So a bit of a query about her running out the 1600, the favourite. So I go 5 from 3, put in Night Passage for third, and then High Delta, 5, 3, 4, 2.
5, 3, 4, and 2. Race number 4, we can take out 1. Night Witches is the favourite at 2.70, deserved 4.40. An Influential Girl has been well supported into $4.80. Who do you like here, Haka?
The fact that it's over the 2,040 metres makes me go with deserved. She's by Done Deal, and he's proving a very, very good sire. And one thing about them, they can stay. And this mare won at Benalla 2 starts ago, just sat last and then just said goodbye in the home straight and raced the one way around very easily and then went to here to Moonee Valley last start over the 2040 and ran third behind Humble Pie and Lord Boozer on. It was a really good run. I know she got beaten 4.5 lengths, but that was against males. Coming back against her own sex today with the 3 kilo claim for Will Price, who's really got his tail up at the moment. I think it's the one to beat from number 5, Night Witches, who finished very strongly to win at 1600 last start. This is an unusual mare. She's by the very much sprinting sire, I Am Invincible, taking on the 2040. You've just got a little bit query again about the distance here. Then we go to numbers 2 and 3, who also got little chances, but I think deserve is the type who'll keep on improving and will run the strong 2040. 4 from 5, 2 and 3.
4 from 5, 2 and 3. Tom's getting the better of us as we get to the first leg of the quaddy, which is over the 9.55, and we can take out 1 and 13. Goolagong Rose, gee, it looked impressive at its only racetrack appearance. First up tonight, Jamie Carr on board 2.60, Estella Rocker 4.80, and Gold Spark is the third favourite at $7.
Yeah, it was very good. It jumped to the front and won easily. That was a year ago. It's had two recent trials and in Adelaide and won them both. You've got to highly respect it. I think it's a little bit under the odds. I like the one just below it in Estelo Rocker, who its first run in the race was a bit of an eye-catcher. It bolted in its second start. Gee, it was impressive. And then last start at Moonee Valley, it had no luck at all and then went out for a spell. Resuming today, was in at Pakenham tomorrow. They decided to run here. I've gone for it to beat Gould Golden Rose, next best 7-3, 12-10, 7-3.
12-10, 7-3, race 6, benchmark 70 over 2,500. Pissarro's a favourite at 480. Queen Guinevere, 550. And California Firebird at $6, Hooker.
Yeah, it's a tough race. Pissarro, it was a bit of an eye-catcher last start at Sandown. Gee, it got a long, long, long way back. And at the end, it was hitting the line probably better than anything. And it gives the impression it will run out the strong 2,500. So I've got it on top. It's a very open race. I've got it on top from Queen Guinevere, and then 5-7, 3, 4, 5, and 7.
3, 4, 5, and 7. Race 7, a 64 over 2040. No scratchings. Laundy is the 270 favourite. Algiers at $5, and 51 States is equal third pick with Lobster Noodles at $7.50.
Yeah, Laundy is racing very, very well at the moment. A couple of very good seconds at, well, it ran second at Donald, then came out and ran real good second behind Ocean's 13. Ocean's 13 absolutely bolted in that day, but this horse, I thought it did a good job to get up and run second, and it gets a chance to break through in a race like this. Again, a pretty open affair. Number 8, 51 States, had no luck last start, got the handy 3-kilo claim here, and then 11-3, 5-8, 11-3.
5-8, 11-3, and the last of 8 jumps at 10 o'clock tonight, a 64 over 1,200. We can take out 2, 5, 6, 10, 12, 14, 15. Jamie Carr on another favourite, Zushak at 3.40 ahead of Cataracta at 4.40, Hooker.
Yeah, I like Zushak. I think it's very important, the fact that the Dad and Nick Hayes team have engaged Jamie Carr to ride this horse first up. She knows the horse well. She rode it first up last campaign when it ran an excellent second at Ballarat. I think first up here it's going to be hard to beat. 11 from 7, 9 and 8. Mike, I think the best is race 2, number 11, Sayumi. I think the value is in race 5, number 12, Estela Roca. And for the Quadrilla, the first leg, 7, 10, 12. Second leg, 3, 4, 5 and 7. Third leg, 3, 5. 8, 11, and the last leg, 7, 8, 9, and 11.
Good on you, Hucker. Who wins the Pakenham Cup?
too tough. I've got a lot more work required there. My winner tomorrow is the Astrologist. I think he'll be winning. He's only run over 1,400 metres. He ran second at Flemington, sat outside the leader, and ran second behind a very, very good mare in... Rubitaki ran second to Rubitaki over 1,400 at Flemington and gave it 5 kilos on a wet track. Pretty good.
Good luck.
1,400 metre form.
Good luck tonight and tomorrow, Hucker.
Okay, thanks, Mark.